And welcome back.
Back off hiatus.
And we got our director over here already on FaceTime. Hey. Starting up with the niggatry.
That's why black people can't never level up.
We just spent 10 minutes trying to get all the cameras right.
And as soon as this goes
I hit record, and then she answered it. She didn't have to answer it.
Yeah.
She said, hold on. Said,
I did say, hey. Hold on.
It don't matter. We niggas. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back to another episode of The Ignorant Noodle. It's your boy Dre. Only Blue Door remix I want to hear right now is R. Kelly's.
It's your boy, you call me whatever you want, man. We got oatmeal, we got chocolate chip. What kind of cookie you want?
Chocolate chip.
Okay.
This nigga bad, he really wanted that cookie. So, welcome back to another episode of the podcast that. The last time we said, hey, we back, we disappeared for, I think, two years.
2 years. It's been 2 years.
Because that was at the beginning of 2022.
Man, that was like 3 jobs ago, bro. Last episode was like 3 jobs ago.
I mean, I was still at the new plantation. Uh-huh. It was still after I got bought out because I was in this house. We was in this house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because we had Joshua doing the camera.
Yeah, we was here.
Damn. But we back. Hopefully this one sticks around. Hopefully. Our director sticks with it.
You never know. You never know.
Unpaid intern. But also, before we start bringing people back here, I might have to draw a map or at least send a picture of the house when I get people. Because I feel like the direction saved my house, but niggas keep driving.
Bro, all you got to do is describe the color of the door.
I do that and that doesn't work.
It didn't work for one nigga.
It don't work for it because even aside from the podcast, when I tell niggas over here, they don't. I guess the house right here is like kind of and this one, I guess, is also kind of. So niggas just be like, because I've told people my house looks like Pizza Hut. Hey, niggas still don't know.
What Pizza Hut you be going to?
The old ones.
With the buffets?
Yeah.
It don't look like that.
I can't describe it too much.
Exactly.
Now I'm just telling niggas to come to my house. Can't get too into it. But yeah, nigga, we back. What's been going 2 years?
A lot's changed in 2 years.
Well, hit a quick rundown of your life. What's changed in 2 years?
Nothing. Another job. Another new job.
That's it.
That's literally it. Niggas don't see me because I always be at work now.
I think. I'm jobless. It's been, May, June, July, August, September, October. Yeah, we're going on a 6 month of me not having a job.
Bro, it's only been 6 months. I feel like it's been longer than that.
Nigga, I feel like it's been longer than that. Like, damn. But, yeah, if y'all are a fan of the show and y'all have heard me talk about my mama and crack jokes on my mama, she gone. She died. She was killed. I just want to, for all the people that kind of, you know, had it because the very first episode of this podcast was recorded with her.
Man.
So, if y'all knew about her or know of her or care about her, she gone. If you want to send me money so I can put gas in my car to drive around for Thanksgiving collecting plates, you know, send that. And we good. Away from the sad stuff. Quit my job. Still in the house. New equipment. We just dropped the Ghost Show. We got a cooking show coming up. I'm still trying to do the sewing show in Atlanta. We got some other stuff working with some big YouTubers possibly behind the scenes coming up. Yeah. So we good on all that. But back to the tomfoolery. Oh yeah, I got my list. Hold up. First, the Sweat Hotel.
Right.
Tati, do you know about the Sweat Hotel?
Of course I do.
Okay. So I was talking to my homegirl, Deja. You've seen her on the show, too. She didn't know that Keith Sweat had his own radio show called The Sweat Hotel.
Okay.
So, it's big in Columbus. I'm surprised you don't know about it.
No, I knew that Keith Sweat had a radio show. I thought you were talking about something else.
No. His show, The Sweat Hotel. Yeah. She didn't know about it. But what I didn't know is, I didn't know the nigga was on the air for 5 hours, 5 days out the week. Sunday to Thursday from 7 p.m. to midnight is Keith Sweat's time slot. And I never knew, like, I knew he had a show, but I thought it was like late night. I didn't realize it was damn near while niggas is getting off of work and cooking dinner.
Bruh, like, you'd be like at like 7 or some shit. Yeah. 7 to 12.
And then the nigga starts the show off, one, a wildly long, minute-long song about checking into the Sweat Hotel. But then he starts it off with, "You are now checked into the Sweat Hotel. How's everybody doing today?" Yeah. Listen, I didn't listen to this nigga for years. But what gets me is not knowing it's at 7 p.m. Why are you talking like that at 7 p.m.?
I mean, look, you know, some people be trying to get in as soon as they get off work, you know. It's just setting the mood. All
right. So, speaking of, how do you feel about having sex with coworkers?
You know good and well I don't do that. You know good and well. Did it one time and never, never again.
Tati, how you feel about having sex with coworkers?
I'll pass.
See, look, she got some sense.
Me?
How many of your coworkers you took down?
I've had sex with at least one coworker at every job I've had, except for when I work at the UPS store.
Nigga, when was you?
Exactly, you know, I ain't worked there long enough. Forever 21, Army. Top Shop.
So I feel like you done worked at
Tulu Station.
All the,
oh my god,
I feel like you done worked at all the jobs where niggas just be fucking all their coworkers.
I ain't never worked at a hospital.
Look, hey, calm down. But nigga, they be.
Oh, nigga, Grey's Anatomy has let everybody know how y'all get down.
Like,
bro, the on call room. I just learned what it's called. I thought it was just, I always said the secret room.
Niggas that work any type of night shift job, anybody that work at a warehouse or a call center, they knocking them all
out. No. Call centers, daytime, nighttime, midtime, it don't matter. Call centers just be fucking each other. You ever worked at a call center?
Yeah, I did.
How many did you take down while you was there?
I had the opportunity to take down 3, but I stuck to my rule.
Okay, you said the opportunity to take down 3. How many did you take down?
0.
He Jamaican, y'all, so we know he lying.
That sounds very xenophobic. We getting canceled already? Day 1?
Nigga, I mean, we can't. Shit, you said much worse on this show.
I don't recall.
Let's not forget, remember the interracial dating episode?
In the 2 years that we have been off, with I have grown to mature. I have my who?
Your ex.
My who? Bro. Anywho.
Whatever happened to her? Like, real shit. Whatever happened to her? I have not seen her, like, in years. And this ain't even, like, 2 years. Like, I ain't seen her in, like, 4 years.
I know you know what's up with her.
You ain't got to talk to her. I know you know what's going on with her.
I don't. I don't get in contact with her. Look, once you break up with somebody, bro, they block button.
So you agree y'all was dating?
No. But I'm just saying, in general, I don't even know what we had, bro.
It was
a situationship.
Listen, last time I broke up with somebody, my house got almost destroyed. So,
I feel like some people tried to warn you, but like,
who tried to warn me?
But you like them crazy bitches, so you know.
Listen, if it's one thing Dre gonna get with, it's a gay and a crazy bitch. Gay women love me.
Is she really gay?
Listen, what they call themselves is what I call them. I'm an ally. I'm not here to judge anyone's sexuality. As long as you was born a woman and you want to have sex, I'm in there.
Sure, Gene. Sure. whatever you
need. Ain't you king of the studs?
Absolutely not. I left again in the 2 years that we have not been on this show. I have matured.
Talk
and
to
grown.
The last 5 women this man has been with has been studs. Mother studs.
No, only 2 women that I have been with have been single mother studs.
And these aren't jokes. What? Single mother studs.
How does that work? Were they already studs or you made them go studs?
No.
Oh, no. He found them. Because he said, "Hey, shawty." He said, "Hey, G, I like the way them jeans fit." And they was like, "Shit, hey, you know what it is, pimping." And then that's how they pop off.
Nah, real shit though. The studs do be having them fat asses.
Is that what you noticing?
I'm just,
you see a nigga that looked like a nigga with a fat ass and said, "You know what?"
Nah, I gotta like, bro, this shit real crazy, bro. You gotta look real hard. Hey, I need some baby pictures.
He's always said this, and he don't talk about this on air. But you know, I'm gonna air him out. He said that if his woman ain't looking like DeBrat or Missy Elliott in '98, he don't want him.
You know what's crazy? I'll fuck shit up with him.
Missy Elliott don't look like herself no more.
was not bad. That video she got with Tyrese, how do you like with the swimsuit?
Oh, listen, the bride is still fine today.
I'm trying to tell you.
The bride and Missy Elliott look good today.
Missy looks way better today.
I'm just glad.
I've always been a big Missy person, so.
Hey, once Superhead came out with that book and said them things about Missy, I felt a little way.
What did she say?
She said, Missy got that stanky stanky.
That
older. Yeah, she said, Missy stanky. But, you know.
Oh,
man. I don't know. The story. I only know that one excerpt. I don't know the backstory.
I'm going to ask you a question. Well, you ain't ever ate it if it stink?
Nah.
Okay. You know what I always say? If it stink, somebody netted in you.
Is that an actual thing? Is that an actual thing? I know if you get nutted in a lot, it stink, but...
if it stink, a nigga nutted in you. You need to go ahead and piss that out.
You still ate it?
Hell no!
You said it tastes like salt and ackee?
Mm-hmm. Add that to the Thanksgiving menu. And I ain't talking about the real food either.
Saltfish and ackee? Is that good? I've never had it. I don't know what ackee is.
It's like a yellow, like, vegetable type thing, but it is good.
Make me some, bro.
I don't know how to make it. That's a crazy part. I don't know how to make it.
I just found out this nigga know how to cook. Like, I did it. Like, this nigga would bring food over here, and the whole time I thought it was his mama cooking it. Apparently, it's been this nigga the whole time.
I be trying to tell people, man. I'm multifaceted.
Spell it.
Don't worry about it.
All right, hold on. What was the other thing I had? I got me a list now. We ain't going off the dome like we used to.
Watch episode 2. We had a list, but okay.
Lay twins. You heard about them niggas?
The one of them got 37 kids that he already made. Yeah. Bro, I don't believe that. I don't believe that. 37?
Bro.
Like, come on now.
What was the... People was trying to figure out, they said, which twin is it? Is it the one that minded his business, or is it the one that got his brother fired? Also, as a nigga that constantly... has disagreements with family. Would you still fuck with your brother if he pretended to be you, went to your job and got you fired, to go on tour?
Nah. First of all, I already don't fuck with my brother like that. Okay, so that's one.
What?
But that nigga fucked my money
since
up.
Since when?
Since day one. He the op for real. Fuck that. Fuck that nigga.
This is the most hilarious long-standing beef ever.
What Migos said when they was on the Breakfast Club? Fuck that nigga.
So, do you know the story of what happened with those two?
Nah.
So apparently when they first started dancing, there was one of them that was like very motivated. And one of them was like, you know, we're going to make it. We're going to do something with ourselves. We're going to be dancers. This is going to be popping. This is going to be our life. The other brother was kind of like, we still need to keep our jobs until something big comes along. We need to live our life.
Oh, so one nigga got real common sense.
Yeah.
But I will say, it worked out.
Yeah, it worked out. Because now they work with Beyonce. Yeah. But it's the way the nigga did it.
Now, see, like, if 3 years later the shit still didn't pop off.
That's the thing. I don't know what the time frame between getting this nigga fired and it popping off for. Because, you remember, that was big on, like, Vine, I think, was they first, like, kind of noticeable. And then, obviously, the more eyes on them, the more dancing events and whatever, choreographers catch on to them. But... somewhere in the beginning, his brother had a job, and he just kept saying, hey, bro, quit your job, let's dance full time. And his brother said no. So I guess one day, his brother was supposed to go to work, so he snuck in, turned off his alarm, put on his brother's clothes, went to work, was a ass to customers and employees, got that nigga fired, and then was like, all right, fuck y'all, I ain't coming back, y'all ain't never got to call me, delete my number. And then dipped. So the next time his brother, you know, I guess his brother like woke up like, oh shit, I'm late for work. And he was like, don't worry about it, bro. I took care of it. And he's like, what you mean you took care of it? He's like, don't worry about it, bro. I took care of it. And then, yeah, nigga got him fired. And you know, of course it's Twitter or X now. A lot's changed since we've been gone. But apparently everybody was on there was like, I don't give a fuck if it did. Like, nigga, what is wrong with you?
So this is something that I actually see both sides of the equation of.
Yeah.
I would have definitely whooped that nigga ass as soon as I found out that he got me fired. But at the same time, it worked.
Yeah, and that's what everybody's saying. It was like, you can only say it worked now.
That's true.
When he first did it, there had to at least be like a week or two where it was like, nigga, at least a week or two where it's like, what the fuck did you do, bro? Because if they have their own spot, if they have their own place, if they have their own bills.
Bills still did that.
Just to be like, hey, let's record ourselves dancing and hope it works.
Also, you know how good of a dancer you got to be to get noticed on Vine?
Yeah, because we've seen how good the comedians are that got noticed on Vine.
Comedy and dancing are two definitely separate drivers.
Have you seen King Batch stand up? She came up on the phone to say that into the mic. But what I can say about King Batch, he's paid. I don't know how much he get paid for them Netflix movies, but I know that nigga got a 360 deal with Netflix, and he's on at least 10 movies right now as a secondary character.
Did you watch that Country Wayne stand up?
No.
I know that's your boy.
No,
I know that's your boy.
My boy. Ain't he Jamaican? He just got 11 kids for no reason.
Nah, that nigga just country. Country. Bro, what is
Oh, he paid all the bills too.
That got to be the number one reason why somebody would want to
Yeah, he said weird as it may be, he said, as a man, it's my responsibility to take care of my kids. That includes the woman taking care of my kids. So I pay all their bills. And it sound good until the nigga say he got 10 kids, but like
now.
Seven women.
It's 11 now.
Did he get Jess Hilarious?
Nah. Oh, God. Oh, bro, I just know that they was insulting.
Is she on the Breakfast Club now?
She like the semi co-host, but yeah. Like, they still need somebody.
Mm-hmm. Y'all been checking out Angelique Yee without him?
I never particularly cared for her, so. Like, literally the only
time did she I have her? Did she have her own show?
Yeah,
no, I mean, I'm like before the new show. I'm saying like, or is that just the podcast?
I think it's just a podcast.
Lip service, something like that.
But she was only interesting when she was getting like chumped out by somebody. Like,
true. The thing that gets me about Angela Yee is radio shows. Talk radio is basically just podcasts. That's really all it is. So if she already had lipstick service, what does she need another show? Why not just sell lipstick service to a network? Why go out of your way to find new branding, new management, new creative directors, all that, instead of just...
I guess because, like, she... I guess she would own the show.
Yeah,
as of now.
And the networks don't want that.
Yeah.
Man, niggas... that's why I can't sell our show. I can't. Anything ignorant noodle. If I'm selling something, I'm selling the script. I'm not selling none of my shows. I'm not giving up none of my shows because if niggas run it into the ground, like Scary Movie.
You know what? As soon as they what happened with Scary Movie 3?
Listen, as soon as the Wayne stopped touching it, you can tell the immediate difference between the Waynes and Hollywood.
Was Regina all in 3?
Yeah. Oh no. Oh, she kept going until like 5. she kept the check. Her and Cindy. And I think there's some after them, because at that point, once Scary Movie 3 dropped, that's when the Wayne said, "All right, no more Scary Movies. Now we working with not Haunted House. Haunted House was a couple years later. They dropped Dance Flick." And after Dance Flick, that's when the implosion of parodies. Vampires Suck. The 41-year-old virgin that knocked up Sarah Mark, like all that.
I think them came after Scary Movie too.
They all did, but it was all so much.
Yeah, it all hit back to back. Then I think the only ones that were relatively good, and not even to say like great, was Epic Movie.
Yeah.
I think that was like one of the good big parody movies. Date Movie was all right. Yeah. Superhero Movie with Drake Bell was like, I think Kevin Hart was in that one. Y'all remember early Kevin Hart?
Nah, he paid some dues.
Early Kevin Hart was fucking hilarious.
He definitely paid some dues on Scary Movie 4 when it was in that
team. Oh, yeah. I think that was 3. Was he introduced in 3? I think 3
was
when him and Anthony Anderson was introduced in 3 because they had the white boy as a friend.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But then 4 was really when it was like, oh, these niggas are kind of... Anthony Anderson's another nigga that's paid some dues, because that nigga was background until Blackish.
I have nothing positive to say about Anthony Anderson.
I mean, neither does the media. Or his doctors.
Yeah.
No, I just heard he was out here raping bitches.
Yeah,
no.
apparently he got a couple assault allegations that never stuck. Possibly. Because I think it was a not known thing. Then it kind of popped up. It was kind of like fizzling around. But then the longer he did Blackish, the more people was uncovering stuff. And it's like, oh, we already knew about this. It's like, we didn't know about this. This is something else.
It's like, we don't care about that black money. But once
once ABC got a hold of him, man. Because they said that's what the beef was with Rainbow. Because it was like, I guess like in the later seasons.
It was like a huge pay to score.
Like you started noticing a difference in like their on scene moments, and they was like constantly away from each other. They was pulling a Martin and Gina, where anytime they was on screen, they was on the opposite ends of the set. And then they had like that weird half a season about getting ready for a divorce. Like they was really gearing up to like get rid of, like separate them. And then I guess they figured it out. But you know, at the end of the day, what's her face should never got her own show.
She can't act like she's actually like she's just very boring. At the end of the day, she fine as hell.
Yeah, at the end of the day, we're going back to Angela Yee.
Oh yeah, I forgot about her. As always,
just as quick. See, this is what makes the show so good, bro. Niggas don't want on a tangent.
Okay, all right. Top five people that can leave their franchise, their business, career, whatever, and you just won't care. Start with you.
Shit, all of them maybe for real. There's nobody I feel is like super irreplaceable.
I don't know, man. Aaron Magruder left and Boondocks nosedive. Like I said, Aaron Magruder left, Boondocks nosedive. Wayne's left, Scary Movie nosedive. Like, there's some where, but we're thinking of it as we know the ones that could leave and it'll be a problem. So you really got to focus on who could leave and you just not care. Like I said, Angela Yee left and literally nobody gave a shit. Do you think the same would be for DJ Envy, now that he's about to get locked up?
Well, he was also boring as fuck.
I think the best thing about him is when it's somebody's birthday and he do the mixes.
I didn't even know that was a thing. I really don't be watching.
Like the other day, like the nigga had a Young Jeezy mix, and I was like, God damn, this shit is heat.
Is DJ Envy actually mixing?
Yeah.
Like, is he actually a DJ?
Like before the Breakfast Club, he was with like Fabulous and them.
Okay. And was like, yeah, he like an OG New Yorker like mix. Okay, because I know the same thing with DJ Khaled. Niggas don't know why he's named DJ Khaled, but then like old video server, they're like, no, that nigga Khaled was.
You can find this man in the video with Fat Joe, Big Pun, all them.
Khaled or Envy? Khaled. Damn.
So like now that we think about it, I think Charlamagne Tha God could not leave the Breakfast Club.
I think that's it because he's an idiot.
He is.
His terrible journalism is kind of what made the show the show.
Yeah.
Because that one clip of old girl talking to him, dead, just staring at her titties, like the nigga ain't got four cameras on him. Like, it's really that type of journalist that's like, bro, what's Charlamagne going to say today? And it's really just like, bro, you really are problematic.
But I mean, like, if you're going to do a show with three people and two of them are boring as fuck, you really need a wild nigga.
You think that's why they got Jess Hilarious? Because she still don't know that media training. She really ain't got that. Like
she
really don't know how to be a professional.
This is a problem. This is when you start mixing journalism with influencer.
Yeah.
Because I don't be knowing what that can and can't say. What's good news?
Okay, who do you think has made a? Instead of thinking of people that can leave, because fuck everybody. Who do you think made a good transition out of their original career path and like did great?
That's true. I mean,
yeah,
successful.
I mean, WWE is acting, but to go from
from 6'5" muscle man to
family
friendly
Moana.
He really, Moana, in all honesty, he stopped acting after the game plan.
Yeah, it's been the same.
He became The Rock after the game plan.
Is that before or after Tooth Fairy?
I don't know. I just put him in the same.
Like, all this, all
when, the same. When he lost his hair, when the steroids took his hair away, we really lost The Rock and got Dwayne Johnson.
Oh, my God.
Because The Rock, when The Rock first came out, when Scorpion King, the cameo dropped, he was great. That CGI weirdness was cool. Then the movie came out, I was like, we'll see. But was it stand tall, walking tall, something like that? Okay. That first one, that was a good movie.
It was more.
Then the game plan, Tooth Fairy, those were good. And then he started getting ridiculous. That's when we
put him in Fast and Furious.
Yeah. But I think that was after the craziness.
It was some more bullshit.
We still had like Rampage, San Andreas,
Jumanji.
I don't think that's a good movie. I say I enjoyed the movie.
It was better than the original one with your boy.
It's just updated.
Nah, man. It's Robin Williams was amazing in Jumanji.
Okay. But just because one nigga was good in it doesn't mean it was good. Like, that shit was boring.
You don't like Kirsten Dunst? Kirsten Dunst? That was around the same time as...
That's why Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man is the worst one, because she sucked.
No, she really was terrible. She is not. When you say boring face, she's up there with Maggie Gyllenhaal for terrible love interest.
Oh shit! You gonna blow the city up? If I don't want her back,
oh man!
No, how you think Harvey Dent felt when he realized that he was accidentally saved by Batman?
Bro, why was that nigga so mad when he found out his nurse was a Joker?
Like he couldn't see his face.
Like, bro.
Man, I seen an interview where they was talking about that. Apparently, Heath Ledger was just crazy the whole time because they was like setting up for the shot. So he's in the bed, and I guess Heath Ledger came in and started talking to himself in Joker makeup, and he said he did that for like 2 hours. So imagine, I was like, one, I can't imagine sitting in the bed for 2 hours waiting on the set to get like ready. But they said Heath Ledger was just walking around talking to himself in the corner, being crazy, staring at him, like making weird hand movements.
You know what, bro? I'm gonna come back in two hours.
I was like, nah, bro, I can't. I'm not doing this, man. Then, like, I guess they had to do makeup and all that. What's a role you think you can do? If somebody hit me up for a movie and they said, if you write it, we'll make it. What role do you think you would want me to put? Because now you know the writer's gonna put you in a role you know you can handle.
I just need comic relief role. Like I don't want to be super big. I just need like cameo.
I characters. Said the same thing. Give me the Tarantino roles.
Like give me the Kellys from the Insecure. That's what I need.
Nah, you'd be great as a Kelly from Insecure. you'd be amazing. I think because she was a writer. I think she improvised a lot of her lines.
Bruh, did you see
they just kind of let her cook.
Did you see the bloopers or whatever? Like, she was going all off script, bro. That's
What was it? It was one scene. I think it was the scene where she found out she died. I think it was that scene where she was, like, giving herself a eulogy. She was saying recipes to herself and shit. Apparently, that was improvised, and that's why everybody laughed. Those laughs wasn't scripted. Like, Kelly really just, like, hit them out of nowhere with some random bullshit. But she's also amazing in Sonic. I like her as an actor.
No, she was funny in there, too.
Now, Sonic is a movie, but I like her.
The second one was actually really was pretty good.
I'm not saying they're bad. But in terms of video game movies, pretty good. In terms of movies, it's a video game movie.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Since we was touching on the topic of Insecure, could you ever be with a 39-year-old virgin?
I forgot she's been saying that.
She just came back out and doubled down back on it.
Nah. Nah.
We in the same boat. We in the same boat.
Cause imagine you done waited all your life for this trash-ass pussy.
Here's the thing. Now that my mama gone, I don't have to worry about filtering myself. Also, damn, she was a guaranteed view, man. I'm gonna miss my mama.
I really know. That was number one fan for real.
But now that she gone, I can say this. I'm disgusting. I don't need to be trying to teach nobody how to do nothing. I don't need to be trying to coach nobody into doing anything. I'm filthy. I'm disgusting.
So you like hoes?
Yes. Love them.
Hey, we in the same boat.
Listen, if you are filthy, if I say let's do something and you have no reaction, oh, yes, baby. Yes. When last time you got your mouth spit in?
Really, just the other day.
Honestly, I wasn't expecting that answer. Nah. I was not expecting. Not gonna lie to you.
That's actually something that has like I've warmed up to as I've gotten older.
I think the first time, I don't know what it was. I think I was just going, and I was just like spit in my mouth. All right. I was like,
Nah, she did the she did the slow drip. She did the slow drip.
I was like,
oh, and it was something I was like, you dirty bitch. Come on, do it again.
I got a question. Y'all ever had y'all ass ate?
Hell yeah. What you mean? All up and through this house. This is my house.
Come back over here.
What you mean?
I ain't come back over here no more.
You've been over here before?
Hold on, bro. This ain't any kind of party. Hold on, bro. Hold on. You gotta reword that. You gotta reword that. Cause this ain't that.
What you mean? I think every room in this house probably been blessed but this room, actually.
Thank God, bro. It'd be too many people that come into this room, bro.
I mean, I didn't say people that's been in this room ain't been blessed, but ain't no blessing been going on in this room.
That's all right. That's all right.
You ever ate an ass since you were asking questions?
I plead the fifth.
No, this is not that type of party either.
Oh, see?
This is not that type of party either.
You're lucky we on business hours right now.
Right? Cause like, we don't got no camera on you. They just got a voice.
Listen. I can set up. I got a fourth cam. We can give her own cam. Put it in the comments if you want to see Tati.
Yes. Yes.
Nigga said she plead the fifth. You get down like that?
No.
This how the Divine Nine get down?
I got a question, though.
Not too much.
You stupid. You stupid. So, do you be sucking your nigga toes?
No.
Okay. That's where you draw the line at?
Yeah.
That's what.
Notice the difference in answers.
Right, she said no. She said no.
You eat ass, I plead the fifth. You suck toes. Hell no. The fuck.
I mean,
if a man, well, okay, what's the nastiest a man can approach you before you say nah? Whether it's giving, receiving, either side, just.
Y'all ever seen Scary Movie 2?
Yeah.
And he'd be like, talk nasty to me.
Is that you?
Like, I'm gonna fart in your mouth.
Hey, Regina really is the greatest.
That's why she said a couple things. You just
gotta
draw the line.
That's where you at? Fart in your mouth?
Nah, you can't do that.
Listen, I can't. Okay. Crazy as it may be, as a nigga that eats ass and get his ass ate, I can't stand the sound of people using the bathroom. Like I don't like that. So when I get with girls and they be like, "Oh, you don't want to talk to me while I'm using the bathroom?" No, I can't talk to you while you use. No, because I like how the bathroom's right here, right? If one of y'all was to use the bathroom, I would get up and walk to the other side. I can't stand that. I don't like that sound.
On the opposite end of the spectrum, I got a homeboy that be like, every time his girl go to the bathroom, put it on the phone. Let me hear you piss. I'd be like, bro, we entirely too close to each other, bro.
Yeah, because why he tell you that?
I had known him since we was like little kids, so you know.
Also, but you got to stop blaming your homeboy for things you do.
Hey, no, Chris would don't be doing
that. Listen, I didn't talk to your exes. That Jamaican be coming out in weird places.
You ain't talk to nobody, I know.
One girl told me that you turn on your accent during sex, and I just feel like that's a hilarious thing to know about you. Cause I ain't never heard you have an accent.
I've never had one. Listen, you can't look. Do not believe everything you hear. They all lies.
So you ain't never. You ain't never used a Jamaican accent during sex.
Nope.
Tati, if a man talk normal, talk like us, mm-hmm. then right before sex, he start talking in a Jamaican accent, would you be turned on or completely confused about what's happening?
I would be completely confused.
Would you stop it?
Like, now I see I can reference everything. Y'all ever seen Flavor Love?
Yeah.
On season 2 when Buckwell was like, Flavor, I gotta go. You leave New York City. And I was like, what the fuck did your accent? That's exactly why I was like, what the fuck did you get an accent? You Jamaican now? What happened?
New York's still out here and you don't know about nobody else from the rest of that show. None of the shows.
Delicious. She got her shit.
Delicious don't look like Delicious no more.
She got with Raina Santana.
Man, she going to hell for that. She going to hell for that.
The one from the Exonerated.
The,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, she got
with him. For a little bit, for like 6 months. Divorced them, then took half the money. Half that settlement money.
Oh, nah.
Imagine you get your ass beat. They do a whole documentary on you. And you get a gold digger and she take all that money.
Imagine, like you said, that's your life. got arrested for no reason. Had to wait some years to get out. Documentary living the trauma.
You can have any bitch in this world play around and have a little fun. You jump right into
it. No, how the fuck does he even know who Delicious is?
That's probably what they could watch.
Nobody think about it. How?
That might have been every Monday thing. Hey, level love and come on.
I mean, I know when I was in jail, it was some niggas that used to haul that remote so we can watch some reality TV. So, bro, and it's only like,
hey, bro, I've known you to be in jail, but I ain't never known you to be in jail long enough to know niggas hogging a remote. So, nigga, you was in there for a good week.
Two, on that DUI, I was in there for 2 weeks, bro. And it'd be one TV that size and like 15 niggas all in one room. Bro.
Okay, what's the wildest thing y'all have to watch? Like, had not the wildest thing that everybody chose to watch. What's the wildest thing y'all had? Like, one nigga said, we watching this.
So, it was a nigga that was doing, like, a tattoo all the way in the back. And he looked at the time and said, oh, shit, it's time. Motherfucker came, ran and took the remote from somebody and said, and had us watching, like, not even, like, good cartoons. It was, like, baby Looney Tunes and shit like that. And I was, but the nigga was, like, 46. Oh, like, he was old as shit.
Dog. It's just running to get the remote for Baby Looney Tunes is crazy.
Man, I'm telling you, jail was the funniest shit in the world, bro.
Oh, is 2 weeks the longest you was in?
Yeah, because the other time I was only in for like 2 days.
How many times have you been to jail?
Two.
This before or after I went to Africa.
Where was during? Where was you at that time? Me, two other homegirls, and our mutual homeboy left.
Oh, yeah, no. I don't know where I was, but, yeah, where y'all got set up?
Yeah, so that was a two-day one.
All right.
Okay, and then, let me see. You came back from Africa. I was not driving, correct?
Yeah.
So
that's when I had to come hunt you down because you disappeared.
So then, somewhere
in there?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you got fired.
Yep.
Yeah.
And crashed the car.
Remember, you said that you were just like, nigga, I ain't got no job. All right, Tati, this is a real life thing. This, like you said, this is what he went to jail for 2 days.
Okay.
You with your people. It's you, two homegirls, and a homeboy. Y'all all smoking in the car. Big gas, smoked out, hotboxing. One friend say, oh, snap, I got to go. It's my curfew. Get up and dip. And what was y'all, like 20 at the time?
No, this was like first year of college. Like,
oh, so 18, 19?
Like, I think I was still 17 at the time.
Oh, damn. They had you for 2 days?
Yeah. All
right.
Because it was three charges. I got hit with three charges. But after I did everything I needed to do, that fell off my record.
I'm going
to
say, yeah, you really turned your life around. Because I was like, thinking about what you do now, I know your job. How the hell that worked with them charges? But you're right. You fixed it.
They was all misdemeanors. Yeah. And them three fell off, so.
But you smoke it with your people. One friend get up and said, oh, snap, I got a curfew. I got to go and leave. And damn near, as soon as they pull off, 5-10 minutes later, police pull up, arrest everybody in the car. Do you think you got set up?
You don't find that suspicious.
Oh, listen. I call him a snitch. I say, you set my people up every time I see him.
I gave him the benefit of the doubt.
That's the thing, because he's never been a grimy person. Like, just him, like, in general, that's the only thing that's very questionable. But also, when you know his family, like, nah, this nigga would have a curve. Like, I get it. But it's just, like, kind of perfectly timed there, brother.
Was not friendly.
So, of course, everybody in the car was just kind of like, okay, you know, coincidence, damn, we got, whatever. It wasn't until I pulled up and heard the story said, nah, that nigga set y'all up. So now everybody looking at him funny, and it's just like, did it really happen? We don't know, but I tell that nigga.
Maybe not a setup, but maybe a tip.
That's what I said. Like, apparently, so like, I think, what was the story? Like, it was a neighbor or something that saw it and like called it in or whatever?
They thought we were having sex in the car because the windows were so foggy or whatever.
They thought they was having an orgy. A Jamaican nigga, a freak nasty woman, a gay nigga.
It was too freak nasty. It was too freak nasty.
I mean, with the lineup in the vehicle, orgy could have been happening.
This shit sound crazy, but It's real, but it's true.
I know the people in the car.
It's real, but it's true.
It could have been. I wouldn't doubt that. If I heard y'all, if it later came out that y'all was in there, like, you know, going butt crazy in there, I would not doubt it.
Nah, dog. The thing that really fucked it up was it was one of them old ass cars, bro. Like, the shocks was fucked up. If you was laughing too hard, the whole car going off and down, bro. Oh, man.
It was some heavy folks in that vehicle.
Nah, bro, this was like everybody in this car was small back then.
That's what we're going with?
Mm-hmm. I think you need a refresher on who all was in the car.
Now I know who was in the car. You, gay boy, her, and my ex.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I know who was in the car.
Wait, is the third person your homegirl from Halloween or my homegirl from Halloween?
Old girl from New Year's Eve where you was driving.
No, she wasn't there. She wasn't there.
I could have sworn it was her.
It was Cinnamon Apple.
Oh. Hey, Taji, how long are you chasing somebody before you give up on that dream?
I was young, man. Like, you gotta.
Yeah.
I was young.
I'm the kid.
See, he was young. It was only between the ages of 16 and 25. He was young.
69 years.
Here he go over exaggerating it again, but okay. I'm gonna let him have it.
No, what do you think your truth is, brother?
13 to 19.
Nigga, that's damn near the same time frame, just different ages.
Yeah, but at 19, you still young. Your brain's still soft. It's still forming, you know.
Once you got the Kennesaw, that's what you...
Yeah. Ironically, I found another bitch up in Kennesaw. So that's what helped even it out.
What was her name?
Don't worry about all that. Well, about that time, go ahead and wrap this one up.
Cause I'm gonna dig deep into your life, nigga. Where we at, Toddy? What the time say?
41 minutes.
41 minutes. You out? You good? That's enough for you.
Nah, cause if it lasts 19 minutes, this pressure can get a little too hot.
Nah, we still got one more thing on the docket that I ain't look at.
Oh, damn.
I forgot about that. Hold on. Hold on. This is a link. Where's the thing? Oh, yeah. Okay, so you know that nigga with the dreads that's always arguing with his girl on the Twitter timeline? Like, it's just playful arguments. They be blaming each other for shit and all that?
Sure, why not?
So, it's the nigga and this girl that they always are like, it's dead as like stupid arguments. Like, she'll be like, I know a nigga that was crying to me last night. Like, they use the same shit we be doing to each other.
Yeah.
But they just keep like back and forth. And he be like, nigga, I was crying because I stubbed my toe. Like, and they just kind of shit like that. So recently, she was talking about how that nigga had a fat ass. And he was like, girl, hush, I don't even know who you is. Why are you saying this? Like, stop bullshitting. So she posted a video shaking this nigga's ass. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, that motherfucker was moving. Dog. So apparently he fell asleep. I guess he had took a shower or something. And he fell asleep in his towel.
I seen this video. Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Tati, come look at this. I want you to hold up. Which camera are we going to put it on? Hold up. Let me put it on this one.
Lord, you're so ghetto.
Hold up.
Look.
Let me zoom in on it.
Bro, you can't even get a good look for real.
I don't even know which way. To zoom it to make it better. Oh yeah.
What you did zoom on the camera?
Oh yeah, I done messed all my zoom up.
Yeah.
Well, and that's the perfect time.
No. We gonna fix this.
Oh Lord.
Nah, hold up. I got it. We getting there. There we go. Oh, my phone ain't even on no more. Oh well. Hold up. Just look. That's her smacking her man's ass. Apparently he was asleep. So when she posted the video, like, he seen it, and everybody was just like, hey, bro, like, you got to start fighting. Like, she really be disrespecting you out here. And he was just like, nigga, I was sleep. Like, I guess he knows what day that was. This nigga was knocked out sleep. I don't know why he went to sleep in a towel. If I'm sleeping naked, I'm sleeping naked. There's not going to be no towel on me. Unless he's lying and saying he was asleep. Man. And really was just letting it happen.
You don't sleep in no towel, bro.
You letting your girl jiggle your ass hell like that? No. Like, I don't mean just like one of those quick. I mean, like, no. I mean, she had a handful. No. She was.
My ass is one area I do not play about, okay?
It depends on the type of play.
You be getting pegged, bro?
Hell no.
Oh.
That's too much play time. Recess is over, nigga.
I wouldn't know, bro.
A little bit of a spit shine don't hurt nobody, though.
With the finger, too?
I mean, just a little bit.
You know, I used to think I was freaky, but nah, it's a little too freaky for me.
What's the freakiest thing you've done?
Nothing.
I don't know. I didn't see the way you melted an ice cube in your mouth, brother. I know you didn't done some things. This man can make a plantain disappear. Yeah, I guess that's it. I guess we can end it now.
You get on my motherfucking nerves. You get home on my nerves.
You remember the outro?
Hell no, bro. I guess we gotta come up with a new one.
All right, you got it. I do the intro, you do the outro.
Well, reporting live from Ignorant Noodle Studios, it's your boy, you call me whatever you want, and we out.
Yeah, that's good. Hit the button, girl. I love how she hit. Yeah.